It's the Mike Tech Show, show number 650. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Mike Smith. Thank you very much for downloading and subscribing to the show. Please visit the main website at miketechshow.com. You can leave me a voicemail message on Skype. My Skype name is Mike Tech Show, all one word. You can email me questions and suggestions for show topics. The email is miketechshow@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/miketechshow, and facebook.com/miketechshow. This show is brought to you by Instant House Call. Remotely support your customers unattended and on demand through firewalls. Try it free by clicking on the link on my website at miketechshow.com, or just go to instanthousecall.com. Don't forget to use the promo code MikeTechShow for your free 15-day trial. The IT Owners Compass Conference is sold out. That's August 24th to the 26th in Chicago. Why am I still promoting it? Because there may be, if someone cancels, there'll be an opening. We're also looking at the possibility of having, in the venue that we have, getting a bigger room for the main sessions. So we may open up for more ticket sales. If you want to go, go to the website and get on the waiting list, because it'll come, first serve, when we hit the waiting list for any openings for tickets. But it is sold out. Get on the waiting list and let's see what happens. And that's at itocompass.com. Something else. Everybody who's helped in the past with Amazon, there is an Amazon link that will be in the show notes. It's Carrie Holzman, his Amazon link. You need to go to mikenation.net, and then in the show notes, there will be a prominent Amazon icon. It'll take you to the main Amazon page. And then if you don't close the browser, any purchases you make will come back to support Carrie and myself. Thank you very much, and I appreciate all of your continued support. Tonight's show, we're going to talk about last week visiting three new clients. They were great meetings, and I had great work. We're going to talk about that Outlook alternative I mentioned, and I got an email from someone giving me great advice. We're going to talk about Visio alternatives, and then we got a business card scanner app, and I'm going to want your input for alternatives to that if, you know, you're using something that's even better. Lots of good stuff. Let's start with the first of my three new clients, a property management company. I did an assessment. My son and I was on site last week. We did a complete assessment of all the systems. That's where we run our tools. I run SIW. And actually, Michael's doing that on the desktops while I'm meeting with the owner in the conference room and wanting to know what his pain points are and what he's looking to do. One of the things he's looking to do is just for himself, remote access to his desktop. And we need an inexpensive, secure solution. I'm selling him an Instant House Call subaccount. That's perfect. We did a quick cleaning and diagnostics on all of the systems. And when Michael got the report on all the systems, I said, I will compile recommendations, present them to him. So I sent that to him last week. Now I'm traveling all next week, but when I get back, I already have a conference call scheduled for April 2nd. He loves the recommendations where we took each system and seen, A, he has three, four different operating systems going on. So we want to get everybody to the same Windows 10 Pro. Some of them are Windows 7 Home. We got a Windows 7 Pro, and we got some Windows 10 Pro. We want to standardize on antivirus. We want to make sure that everything they need is set. One of the questions, what is the best cloud storage solutions for files. Now, they don't have a lot of files. They don't have a big need. And I did an analysis. He already owns OneDrive because that comes with Office 365 and you get a terabyte of storage. I looked at Dropbox, Google Drive, Box, and Amazon Cloud Drive. And if you search all those options and take a look at OneDrive, OneDrive is actually the least expensive alternative and you get a terabyte. So OneDrive for business isn't that expensive for multiple people. It's $60 per user per year for a terabyte. And then we can easily share files. So that's the solution I'm going with right now based on its integration to Office. And they didn't have any other real needs. So pretty simple, but a great meeting. And that's going to be a nice, hopefully long-term client. Pool service company, new client number two. Very simple needs. He needs a new system. And here's the one where I mentioned his email client. He's using Windows Live Mail. And I have really been playing with EM Client for his email, for a recommendation that I think I'm going to use for his email solution because it's very simple. It's one user. It's simple, simple, straightforward email. So I've been playing with EM Client, and we're just going to take a little detour here for this program. It's free, and it's at emclient.com. It is such a well-rounded free email client, complete with calendar and integrated chat. Its interface is clean, making it even the more advanced tools accessible to new users. And there's even a dedicated option for touchscreens. It's much more than just a way to keep your emails in order, as well as managing your messages. It can track your schedules, organize your to-do lists, and help keep in touch with support for three major services, Google, Facebook, and Jabber. There's even a facility for making quick file transfers, so you don't have to mess around with sharing links to third-party file sharing sites. If you're moving from another email client, there is a great migration tool built in. And again, we're going to talk about this later in the show. You can easily transfer your messages from Outlook, Outlook Express, Windows Mail, Windows Live Mail, or Thunderbird. I took my Outlook that I have with a hosted exchange with ShareWeb, and on my test unit, it completely imported everything beautifully. All my settings, everything. And it's running great. I'm using that as my primary email client on my test system. This is a really nice client that I want you to take a look at for email. And this is if you don't have Outlook or you hate it. There's a big negative. The free version only supports two email accounts. So right now, I got to look at what the paid supports. The email accounts that I have seven email accounts on my main system here. So I can't migrate to that program yet. This client, I already have scheduled the new system and transferring all of his data, which, by the way, little plug for Fabs Auto Backup 7 is now released. I haven't gotten my copy yet. When I do, I'm going to test it, and then that's going to be the tool that I'm going to use for this particular client where we got to transfer everything from an older Windows 7 system to a new Windows 10 Pro system and make sure migrate the email, migrate all of his files and settings. Piece of cake. You absolutely want to look at the new version of Fabs Auto Backup 6 Pro, which I'm using and love it. As soon as I get 7 in my hands and start testing it, I will talk about the new features. The link will be in the show notes for you to be able to purchase the new version of Fabs. Third new client last week, an attorney. And we literally spent all weekend migrating data and software from his old Windows 7 laptop to a new Dell Latitude with Windows 10 Pro. Our biggest challenge was some older legal software, which he hasn't upgraded to. And one of the programs is Amicus. The PC Law version he has didn't transfer because when I tried to install that version, it would keep crashing. the version he has of PC Law is not compatible with Windows 10. He is going to have to upgrade that or continuing to use it on his old system. We had a Migrate Quicken. That was a piece of cake. That was easy. But he had a ton of client files and data. It was easier for me to take both laptops home Friday night, set them up in my office here, and just all night long letting everything back up, and then Saturday morning restoring everything back. Once I had that, I started setting up some of the new software and programs. And this way, we're not spending all night at a client. And then what could you possibly bill for that? We're here, I got large transfers happening, but they can be happening while I'm doing other things. So I'm not going to bill for that. And it just made the process so much smoother. Then my son and I met with him on Sunday morning to get everything set up. Piece of cake. Everything went beautiful. He's very happy, other than that little setback with PC Law. But we knew we were going to run into some roadblocks going to Windows 10. Just another great client to have. These were three new referrals to my business and three new clients. I now have a great relationship already started with all three of them, and I'm looking forward to continue to support them. So that was very important, getting some new business. My biggest client is a manufacturer. And one of the things I had to spend time doing last week was building flowcharts for processes within the plant. How do they request quotes? How do they place orders? Because we're changing and automating a lot of it. I had to identify the proper process and flow of how it currently is, so then we can look at the steps and see where we can make improvements and what should the process be. So first you have to identify how they're doing it, then what's the best way to do it, and can we add value by changing things and tweaking the process. So with that, I whipped out my Visio because I had all handwritten notes for all the different little interviews I did with the different stakeholders of each of the steps. Once I did that, I now had to transfer that and communicate that via a flow chart. And one of the first things I did was, obviously, I own Visio 2010, but I've never had any version newer than that. I started thinking, how is everybody handling this, especially if you don't want to pay for Visio? And it made me take a look, even though I own Visio, what's out there? And a link I have for tonight is the 10 best free alternatives to Microsoft Visio. And I will have that in the links. And then the number one recommendation was YED Graph Editor. So I'm going to have a separate link for that. Check them out. Give them a try. Kick the tires. Test these free programs, because you should have a tool like this for developing flowcharts and process charts, and it's easy to communicate this with your client. When I sat down and presented my flowcharts, it was just beautifully accepted, and they were extremely happy. You want to make sure you document everything you do and present them to your client so they have a permanent hard copy record. And this was something that was important that they needed to be able to have separate meetings about, so we can discuss what we want to change. Can we make improvements? Is it a perfect process? Just one of the things that I wanted to mention. And since I worked hard on this last week and I hadn't pulled out Visio in a while, usually I go right to Visio for network diagrams. And that's maybe part of compliance, or there's a mess and I'm going to be making changes. So if we're going to, first we try to get a handle and document the current network mess, and then when we're finished, where we're going to go to, and then I have a nice document. And it's also really good for when you walk in and you have a network nightmare, wiring and whatever. Put together what it should look like and then document that. And it's going to be easier to communicate with your client by showing them this is how it should be. It's been a little while since I've had a call up Visio and start playing in it. Another program I haven't touched in a while is Microsoft Project, which I used to live in the corporate world. That's how we managed all of our projects. And that's for another topic down the road. And I've had a look into this once way back, which is what are free alternatives to Microsoft Project. One more app I want to talk about before I get to the emails for tonight. The app is scanning business cards into your iPhone. And I'm not just restricting this to the iPhone. And I think I asked this a long time ago. What business card scanning app do you use? Now, I recommended one that I've had, and I got to admit, I haven't been using it for a long time. It's called World Card Mobile, and it's like $6.99. Link will be in the show notes. But what I would like to do is put it out there. What are you using to scan business cards, maybe for your client, for iOS or Android? In a future show, I will list them out and share that with everybody. So I'd like your feedback on that. Let's start with the emails. First email is from Simon, and this is in response to that Windows Live mail migration. Hi, Mike. A perfect solution for someone migrating from Windows Live Mail is EM Client, the mail program you mentioned in show 649. I have done this very recently for a client with no issues. Here's the steps. 1. Download the EM Client version 6. The current version 7 does not support direct import of Windows Live Mail data and settings. Use the wizard in version 6 to import data and settings from Windows Live Mail. Contacts must be imported using a CSV file, but it's simple. Install EM Client version 7. Then import the database from version 6 by using the menu file import. And import from EM Client 6. I also adjust a few settings in EM Client to save getting a call from a customer, such as disabling conversation view and setting to download images automatically. Note that the EM Client free version only supports up to 2 email accounts, and even the free version must be activated with a free license. So remember to do this for the customer using the help license option. I hope the above is useful info for you and your listeners. Thanks again for the listening pleasure I get from the podcast since almost the very beginning. Best regards, Simon. Thank you so much for that. And now I have my process for this client in converting his email, getting him away from the now end of life Windows Live Mail and into something a little nicer, but still keeping it simple. This is from Robert's Computer Service. He says, I do not know if you know this or not. Microsoft Outlook for mobile. Here is a link from Computer World. The title of the article, Microsoft sets the May kill date for OWA apps on iOS and Android. The move riles enterprise users who still rely on older apps to access email because Outlook apps don't cut it for them. Boy, that really is ugly. And this article, thank you for sharing, I'm going to have in the show notes. Here's another article from Kate. Microsoft blocks all Windows 7 security updates unless you have antivirus. Give that a look, because it has the instructions of what you would have to do to the registry. You could run in to a legitimate Windows 7 system. It will not download updates unless you have an antivirus. Now, you can have Windows Defender, I believe, set up, but that's really horrible. I understand their logic a little bit where they want to see that you have antivirus and protect it, so let's make sure you're not protected with any security updates or zero-day problems with Windows 7. Just a tough way to do business. Anyway, be aware of that. And Kate, thank you for the link. Final email, generators for lazy men and advice from Pilot Phil. After Hurricane Sandy hit New Jersey, I invested in electrician-installed 30-amp power inlet for the outside of my house with an interlock on the main panel so we don't electrocute linemen or power the neighbor's house. Being the lazy man that I am, and having intimate knowledge of the problems of old gas, I also bought a dual fuel generator that can run on gasoline or propane. And the model I got was the Duramax XP4850EH 3850. I have been happy with it. We have done a couple of trial runs powering the furnace and lights, etc., to see how it works, but luckily have not had a power outage that lasted long enough to fire it up. I have three small barbecue-sized 20-pound bottles of propane that should last me several days in the event of a power outage, and that doesn't go bad over time. That's a great idea. I just know it is in my nature to not change the fuel. I try to start it up every few months to keep things lubed up. I'm going to do that now. I have heard not using gas in it can dry out the seals on the gas lines, but have no plans to use gas in it and don't want to deal with that mess. Here is a link to more of the generators on Amazon, some up to 12,000 watt. One of the 12,000 watt generators says a 20-pound bottle will run it for 20 hours at 50% load. So I should get more than that out of my little 4,000 watt generator. Phil, thank you so much for that. I was lucky the storm yesterday, we had over 12 inches of snow, but we did not lose power. I was ready because remember when I talked about my the last outage, it was terrible because the generator wouldn't run because of the old gas. And then my electrician helped me out the next day and we had it running for almost 24 hours. I was prepared this time. And I think because I was so prepared, we didn't lose power. But the snow was just an incredible inconvenience. Everything was canceled yesterday. And we even had some things canceled this morning. So I've been kind of working from home yesterday and today because I'm going away and traveling on Friday gave me a great opportunity to catch up on things, correspondence with clients. And it feels good getting caught up. With that, there will be no show next week because I'm traveling. So no show on March 29th. The next show live, and I have a couple surprises, will be April 5th at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. I will see you there. Everybody, have a great 2 weeks. I'll be posting this show up tonight. I want to thank everybody for the support of your show. Please use the Amazon link in the show notes. Support Instant House Call at instanthousecall.com. Fab's Auto Backup. Again, link will be in the show notes. You want to check out version 7. Bye-bye, everybody.
You've been listening to The Mike Tech Show, a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. Please visit techpodcast.com.